Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. God is good. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. It is a beautiful day. Hallelujah. I tell you, when you think of the goodness of Yeshua, hallelujah. When you think of the sacrifice of Yeshua, Almighty God. So we come in the name of Yeshua this morning, blessing the Lord, honoring the Most High God. Hallelujah. God Almighty himself. We come blessing and honoring him. We give honor to the Lord this morning. That's how you say it. We do honor the Lord this morning, for he is good. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Our Father is good. Yes, he is. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just bless the Lord today. Ah, yes, indeed. Ooh, hallelujah. We're talking about a day that the Lord God himself has made. And we, his children, hallelujah, his people, his servants, we are honoring him today. What a privilege and an honor, hallelujah, to be able to be called a child of God. And we honor our Father this morning. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. It is just so good to have you join us this morning. And you know what I say. I say if it's 100 years from now, 10 days from now, 10 seconds from now, this moment, we thank you for joining us. It is a delight to have you with us. And we pray that something will be said that will make a difference, that will encourage, empower, hallelujah, that will keep you lifted up. Yes, yes. Encourage you to stay close to your Father. Yes, indeed. We do thank you for joining us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries Daughters of God called to pray. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let me just check my sound. Let me check my sound. Hold on. All right. Sound like everything is all right with me. Hallelujah. Just checking it again. Hallelujah. I have some new equipment. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, I do. God is good. And as I said, we're so delighted. Hallelujah. This Tuesday morning. You're talking about prayer. Prayer's like the dew, the sweet morning dew. Yes, indeed. You know, we used to, for a while, talk about the song in the garden. I come to the garden. Yes, I come to the garden. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just come to the garden. And that's what prayer is like, coming to the garden of Jesus alone. Oh, he walked with me. He talked with me. He tells me that I am his own. Hallelujah. When we get in prayer, it just gets personal. Yes. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. The corporate prayers of this prayer, I just like a prayer. You know what I'm saying? What? It just, if you realize who you're talking to, sometimes we just get going on, and we're not visualizing. We're not saying, wait a minute. It's like you see people just are talking, and they're like, well, who are they talking to? But they just going on, on. Sometimes we have to stop and say, I'm talking with God. Now, am I talking to the people outside, or am I speaking to God? You know, so that we just get on there going and going and going. Well, who are you talking to? I'm talking to, you know, we all do it. And you know, like, who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? Is this a speech that you have or a conversation with the Almighty God? Hey! Glory to God! Woo! We get so used to praying that we de-minimize it. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. We have a tendency to reduce it. Mm-hmm. You having a conversation with the Almighty God. Mm-hmm. And it kind of touched my heart when people say, oh, they don't know how to pray. They have to be taught how to pray. And that it does bother me. I'll tell you why. If I'm talking to my mother, or I'm talking to my father, I'm talking to my sister, someone close, why there's got to be a formula for me to pray to him? I'm just saying. Why can't I just come to him? And yes, Yeshua gave us instructions not to be like the heathens. Don't be selfish in your prayers. And remember to ask God that you're not led into temptation. Yeah, Yeshua told us that. He sure told us that. But I often think when you're having prayer, yes, now if you're praying for a specific thing or event or concern, then you talk to your father about that. And we're told that you use scripture. You give him his word. But I'm thinking if we come straight from the heart, if we come, come into his presence and allow the Holy Ghost to have free reign. We'll pray what God wants, what we are to pray for. And God will hear us when we pray. Yeah. Straight from the heart, straight from the concern. And sometimes we think we have to continue long, long, long. And I understanding more and more, it doesn't have to be effective. And yeah, I know that I can go on and on, but it's when I get to a certain point and we can be, say few words and be just as powerful. We say 2 hours. And then there are times, depending on the setting and depending on what's going on, you can pray 2, 3, 4 hours, 5 hours. And that's how the Holy Ghost will lead. But we can be just as powerful. I'm learning that. But there are times, I know, we just have to remember not get caught up in the, the event or the time, the place, and never forget you're talking to God. My Father, my God. Never, oh my God, never forget that you're talking to God. If Adam and Eve had not sinned, what it would be like in the garden, oh my God. Oh my God. What would it be like talking to God? I guess it's probably easy to say we worship God with, we have tears because of, most of the time, because of what God has delivered us from, what God has done for us. But what would it be like if we're just worshiping God because of who he is, just because? Oh, my God. Just because he's God. Woo! Woo! Great expectation. You waiting for him to come. Oh, glory. Glory, glory, just waiting for, oh, Father, be here soon, Father. Oh, you're just looking with great expectation. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Just waiting for him with great expectation. And I suspect we can do that now with great expectation. Oh, the Father, Almighty God. Ooh, oh, my God. 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 The one who's done everything for us. The very breath we breathe. Oh, he's here. Woo! Have an opportunity. It's a privilege and an honor. Ooh, to come into his presence. Oh, mighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we have to come in the name of Yeshua. Yeah, when by the power and authority given to us to come in. Ah, woo, and praying, coming to the presence of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. And we are so honored to be able to do that. Yes, glory be to his name. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Thank him. Thank him. Glorious God. He is so good. But just realize when we're praying, who we're praying to, oh my God, the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth, the giver and the receiver of life, hallelujah, the one that blew the breath of life into man and man became a living soul, the one who said, let there be light. And there was light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. And he sent his son that we would have the right to come into his presence, to pray, to glorify him, to magnify him. And you know, he got angels doing that. They tell us the elders are. Woo, glory, hallelujah. Oh, my God, the angels, hallelujah. Oh, the elders, hey, God, hallelujah. Woo, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God. And yet, he wants to hear us. But we have to remember and not get sidetracked. That who we're praying to. Yes. Oh, my God. Sometimes you have to catch yourself like, wait a minute. Almighty God. Almighty God. Sometimes I thank you. Oh, from that special place. Oh, that place. Relationship. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for hearing me when I pray. Holy Ghost, hallelujah, I thank you for leading me in prayer, filling my mouth with words. Hallelujah. Not bussing up in God's presence. We think we can just buss up in the holy God's presence. But we can come boldly. Why? In confidence, knowing that he hears us and we are eternally grateful. Almighty God. Oh, we can't see him, but he's with us. Almighty God. Back to the garden. Well, we sometimes think about it. When you're in prayer or getting ready to get in that place, you know, your personal time. And Almighty God. And you just sit and start telling God how good he is. You know it for yourself. And thank him for allowing you to know it for yourself. That he's good. The scripture tells us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers out of them all. People, a lot of people have Job friends. Oh, you must have did something. Oh, yeah. But I'll tell you this. If you did, if we did, if I have, if you have, the scripture says that he corrects those whom he loves. It may not be good when you're getting a spanking, if that's what it is. But he loves you. Woo! Glory! He loves you. He loves me. And the scripture also says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, for God delivers out of them all. That's a faith builder right there. God, you did this. You'd be like David. Have your trophies. He did this. He did that. Oh, yeah. This Goliath, who are you to find the name of the Almighty God? Oh, no, it's not going to work. And you get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Your faith is built. Your confidence is built. You're walking different. You're talking different. You're loving different. You know, and when you just sit in that special place with Jesus, sometimes you don't have to say a thing. Now, I know I can go off, and it just hit me, and I'm gone, you know. But we can't get so, I got it, until you no longer got it, you know. We say, oh, I'm a prayer warrior, and I know I can pray. I don't know how humble that is. But if we ask the Holy Ghost to lead us, then we can't take the credit for it. I'm just saying, and I that was not what I was going. Well, anyway, you know how it rolls, how it goes. But God is good. And when we think of that special place that God has allowed us to come into his presence and talk with him. And he talked with us. And he tells us that we're his own. So the joy that is shared, the peace, the love, the quietness of our spirit. Oh, my God, the confidence, the encouragement when we're walking and talking with the Lord, when we're just sitting there, I should say, and spending that beautiful time with him. And it's all because of the obedience of Jesus, Yeshua. Isn't that just one wonderful blessing? Yes, it is. It's a blessing, my sisters and my brothers. It is a blessing. Hallelujah. And one day, we will see our Savior say, oh, mighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just relax to let go. Let the Holy Ghost have his way in us and allow us to experience the beauty and the serenity of being in the presence of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a joy. What a joy. What a joy. What a joy. Jesus, our life. Hallelujah. Our light. Hallelujah. Eternal. Oh, Almighty God. Woo. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God is so good to us. He is so good to us. Almighty God, we thank you how good you are to us. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you. You are good, Father. We come in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. We come thanking you this morning for being God, for being, allowing us to be called children of the Most High God. We thank you, Father, hallelujah, for being with us, leading and guiding us, hallelujah, the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, dear God. There is none like you, hallelujah. You are, Father, the only true and living God. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your joy. Oh, my God. We thank you. Oh, bless your name. Father, everyone that is in need of company, we thank you for comforting them. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, Father, hallelujah. Everyone. Those that's on our prayer list that are in need of healing. God, we thank you. For your word tells us that you are the God that heal your people. We thank you, Father, for the healing. Hallelujah. Those that need to be encouraged, we thank you for encouraging them. Those that need protection, we thank you for protecting them. All those, Almighty God, hallelujah, that need salvation, we pray that you will draw, oh my God, them to you. Oh Lord God, oh let the light of your love surround them, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're faithful to us, and we thank you. Oh God, thank you. Oh, the places that need healing, we thank you that you're healing. We thank you that you're lifting up our heads. We thank you for the joy again, Father. We glorify you. We thank you for your presence. Yes, God. We thank you that you are our help and our shield. We thank you for the wonderful mercy and grace. Yes, Lord. And we thank you for ordering our steps, guiding us and your people everywhere. Now, we thank you so much for being with us this morning and continuing to be with us through the day. We ask that we'll be able to speak a word to someone that will make a difference. Thank you for trusting us to do it, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord, how we thank you. We thank you for your presence again. We thank you for being with us. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you for being our shield. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you for being our hiding place. You are our refuge. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for allowing us to dwell in the secret place. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. It's a good day because you're in control. So we just let go and let your good just flow Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. So much so that it's enough that can flow over those that we come in contact with. Thank you, Lord. Remember our doctors, our lawyers, the judges. Yes, Lord. Remember each and every one that may have a say in our life. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Remember the first responders. Yes, Lord, and all that they do for us. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We pray for peace in these United States. We pray for unity and love in these United States. We thank you now, and it is in the name of Yeshua we pray. Amen, and thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. That's all I can say today. God is good. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. He is good. Good, good, good. I have some news. My dear friend, who was from New York, and she moved here, and we talked about it. Well, she passed on Friday. And she was in a good place. And they're contacting her church in New York and pray that all go well with them. I think that they should. And I think that if in any way possible for them to help them, I'll do whatever that is needed. But I think her pastor should at least be aware of where and what has happened to their member. So she was very faithful there until she was no longer able to. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord for encouraging her family, keeping them strong. Yes. Hallelujah. And maybe some will come to Christ. Yes. Hallelujah. It's a good thing. Hallelujah. That even when we leave here, the possibility of our life story helping to encourage those who are yet here to come to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll be talking with Mother Dunlap on today, prayerfully. Bishop is having a birthday on tomorrow. Yeah, Bishop is having a birthday tomorrow, and we are so grateful to God for all he's been through. God has allowed him to have another year. Isn't that a blessing? We are so happy about that, and so thankful and grateful to God. Hallelujah. 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 And he's yet holding on. He's yet preaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think when his granddaughter, hallelujah, his grandbaby stood up there and brought that powerful word, oh my Lord. Yes, she did. I like to say she was show-footed, flat-footed. Oh, my God. Ooh. And she delivered that word. Hallelujah. 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 She doesn't take it for granted. She doesn't jump up. She really prepares herself for the delivery of God's word. So that, and no put on, no, just faithful. Hallelujah. I thank God and pray that God will protect her, keep her through the ups and the downs of life, and he'll strengthen her, and may she walk in the circle of God's blessing, protection, and guidance and direction in Yeshua's name. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. We pray that for all our children. And at their appointed time, some will be old people, some will be young, some will be middle-aged, but as long as they come in before it's too late. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Bless the Lord. God is good. God is good. I'm just in that God is good place this morning, and I thank him for all that he has done and all that he is doing for us. You know, let's stop and just give God glory. Sometimes we be rushing out, trying to get this, trying to get that. I need this. I don't want to go back to that. Stop and say, God, I thank you. Hey, God, I glorify you. Ooh, whether I have it or if I don't, it's all earthly material. But what's important to me is my spiritual life. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Woo. The new man. That's what's important to me. Hallelujah. Yes. God knows I like nice things. Oh, my Lord. Yes, I do. I do. But that song. And there was a time I was like, nah, I think I need both of them. I'd rather have Jesus. I have lived long enough to be able to say, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold if I had to make a choice. And there have been times in my life where I have been tested. Oh, yeah, I have been tested with it. And I thank God, and not me, but I thank God for keeping a keeper. God is a keeper. I hate all kind of ways, but nevertheless, God. God, yes, God. God is a keeper. Oh, yes, he is. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Now, silver and gold won't take you to eternity. No. And I know that people value you according to the your material gain. And that's so interesting because a person can be on the street and you turn your nose up at them. And then when they get, you see them in a Cadillac, let's just say a Cadillac, and you see them with some St. John's and some Tiffany's, you know. They're like, oh, look at them. Oh, now you want to be their friend. Now, something fake about that. I'm just saying something fake about it, that money can do that. And now, person on the street loving the Lord, doing the best they can, find themselves in a rough place, oh, they must be a sinner. Oh, look at them. I knew they weren't no good because the people broke. Isn't that something? Because the people broke. Because they don't have a place to stay. I'm going like, whoa. Money. Put more value on a person and declare their worth and their value. Money. A car. A house that cannot enter into eternity. And yet some people are like, but I sure can live good now. Can you really? Isn't that something to think about? Oh, but you know, she never have any money. She can't do anything. Oh! And 1 second, everything you think you have could be taken away just like that. If you don't believe it, just think about Nebuchadnezzar. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's nice to have things, you know, but we have to know that it's a gift, that we have to treat it as such, and we cannot minimize or devalue people because they don't have and you do. Because today you can have, tomorrow they can have more. It's just that it's possible. You remember Tyler Perry, where he was. A lot of people passed by and turned their nose up at him. So that's not how what we do, you know. It's not what we do. God is so good. One of our readings, in addition to Genesis, is Matthew, the 15th chapter. Through the 16th chapter, verse 28. Excuse me. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. It's Jesus talking. I'm just in the red. I just need the red. So I ask you to bear with me. Hallelujah. It's in the red now. It's in the red. Hallelujah. I just say it's nothing like the red. Glory to God. God is good. Hallelujah. Let's go to our scripture. I'll remind you, if you have a study Bible, and if you haven't, I'll ask you to begin reading between the testaments. That's a portion of the Bible. You can find it. It's between Malachi and Matthew. At the end of Malachi is when it begins. And it ends just before the first book of the New Testament, which is Matthew in our Bible. Okay? Read that. It's long read, but it's almost, just read it and see what you think and see what you get out of it. Hallelujah. Read it. It's good. It's good. You can go on the internet, I think, and you can open your Bible and it's audio. And that you can hear and read along. So you may enjoy that, but it's good. Hallelujah. And it's in the Bible, so you can just read it. Hallelujah. I just got a feeling you're going to want to share it with your children and your grandchildren. And so much in the Bible, we just don't read. Like, how many of us actually go to page one and dear reader and the introduction, table of contents, how to use the Bible. People go to school and learn how to do this, you know. Uh-huh. And it's in your Bible. special abbreviations, and you just see. Doctoral footnotes, how to study the Bible. It's in your Bible. But we just kind of stick with the books of the Bible. But there's a lot in there that you can study. And the introductions are good. You'd be surprised. And people go to school to get, and you have access and all the maps. You know, you can visualize things where we get an understanding of where this is and how they did the walking and the movement of the people. It's just interesting. All right. We have 19 minutes. I have to remember we're on the radio and we have to be time cautious. Yeah. Time sensitive. Bless the Lord. God is good. But I thank the Lord for sharing and allowing me to share that this morning with us. Yes, with us. Never forget that you're talking and communing with God. We call it prayer, but it's talk. It's having a little talk with Jesus. Yeah, make everything all right. And tell him all about our troubles. Yes. He will hear our faintest cry. Woo, glory to God. Can you believe that? When we just stop. Oh, Lord. And there have been times we've been in a tight, tight place. And all we could do was call his name. And he heard us. And he answered us. My God. Somebody needs to shout on that. Hey, God, thank you. Woo, just have a little talk. You'll make it all right. Genesis, the first chapter, starting at the very first verse. How wonderful these words are. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Bless his most holy name. The same chapter, starting at the 26th verse. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Bless his most holy name. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Chapter 2, same book. Verse 1. The heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he has rested from all his work which God created and made. Bless his most holy name. God is so good to us. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Oh. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the living God. Ooh, there is no God like our God. No sir. No man. No. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. We doing Psalms 1 this morning. Verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not, O God. Give us clarity and understanding. Let us not be tempted. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, but sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Hallelujah. 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 Bless his holy name. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God, our every footstep. God. God, our every footstep. Hallelujah. We'll read on our first scripture, which for us, Psalms 33. Rejoice, verse 1. Psalms 33, verse 1. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is commonly for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud voice. With a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them. By the breath of his mouth, he gathered in the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. But he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathens to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation who God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, He looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike. He considers all their words. There is no king save by the multitude of the host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by their strength. By his great strength, I'm sorry. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their souls from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him. because we have trust in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us accordingly as we hope in thee. Bless the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I just love that song. This song. Oh, yes, I did. God is good. Hallelujah. Oh, I just love the Lord. Hallelujah. And, you know, couldn't love him if he had not loved me. He showed his love to me. And he continuously loved me. Hallelujah. Sometimes we just have to make it personal. Yes. We have to make it personal. We have a Father who loves us. And not just us and hearing my voice at this moment. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever, there's something that we have to do. Take a hold of his hand. Take a hold of his hand. Question. I have a question. What is the most is the worst sin? What is the worst sin? Thank you, Lord. My God, thank you, Lord. God is good. Okay. God is good. We have to pray over it. I think I got a good download. Hallelujah, just now. Not about the question, but something else. Hallelujah. God is good. God is so good to us. And we ask the Lord and we thank the Lord for being with us, to allow us to come into his holy presence. We ask the Lord to make us aware of anything that we may not be, that may not be pleasing in his sight for us. And we ask him to lead us and guide us and direct us and keep us in the place that he has placed us in, and let us not get sidetracked. That's right. Hallelujah. So we got eternity in our view. Hey, it is not our home. We are pilgrims passing through. We're here. We're ambassadors. Yes, that's who we are. And we're here, oh my God, doing the work. Yes, 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 yes. Who of our king? We're from a different kingdom. Hallelujah. This is not fantasy, it's reality. So just hold on and just remember, hallelujah, and the events that have taken place in the past in our life, that's what they are, in the past. Yes, they're in the past. If they were good, we have moments we smile about. if they were not so good, we have lessons that we have learned. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. But this is not our home. This is not your home. We're ambassadors. Glory. Yes, we are. And it's just a good thing. And we know we have a Father who's with us, who sends us help. Yes. He strengthened us out of Zion. Yes, yes. He gave us his word. Yes, yes. He gave us his word. His written word. He gave us his son when we messed up. Yes. Hallelujah. My God. Isn't that a blessing? Just isn't that a wonderful blessing? Yes. It's a little frosty on our side of the world. I know in some places the sun is shining and it's already 70 degrees. They could have that. They could have that. Yes. So we pray continuously for the people in Haiti, and especially those I have not heard, but I think they are still in captivity. Let's continue to be mindful of them and the Afghan situation. I don't listen to the news that often. I try not to, but I know you still have to know what's going on. And you know the Lord will lead us and where we should pray. And for me, this is me, my little spot, I'd say this. That's why, well, I pray in tongues because I know I'm relieved from my limitations. And my limitations are, you know, the English language. That's the language that I speak. But when I'm in prayer, I like my little space to pray in tongues because I'm now not limited. And I am now praying in the manner that God and for things that I don't have to know what it, but for situations and circumstances, presence and yet to come to pass and all of these things. You know, that's just what I do. So, and that's my good place in prayer. So, you know, it's coming to the end. I am so delighted. Good morning, my sisters. God bless you. I hope you had a good weekend and a happy Thanksgiving. Yes. I need to ask if anyone know of I probably could find out. But if anyone know of an organization that you're participating in that would like for us to donate, just let me know. All right. Numbers, the sixth chapter, starting at the 24th verse. My dear sisters and brothers, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Wholeness, completeness. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Bless his most holy name. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great day. In Jesus.